Good morning, Nick. How are you today?
I'm very good, and I'll tell you why I'm very good, because I'm most of the way through the book we talked about last week, The Road to Winter.
This is what happens on Book Club. You discover new stuff, and I try not to lead you astray. I always want it to be an engaging read. I want it to be topical. I want it to be something that you can just jump into.
I've absolutely loved it. It's been perfect.
All right. Well, so you've got a couple of days to finish that, and then maybe you would like to start our latest book. And as I say, I try to be topical. And when I think about over the last few years, Australia and indeed the world, it's turned its attention to the wars that shook the world in the 20th century. The centenary of the First World War has been acknowledged and pored over. Just last week, we had the commemoration of the Battle of Long Tan in the war in Vietnam. And there's an increasing depth and range to these explorations and the narratives that emerge. And it's a recent Australian novel that I'm going to offer up today and its unique historical perspective. Barbed Wire and Cherry Blossoms from Dr. Anita Heiss is historical fiction set in Cowra during the Second World War. Now, on the 5th of August, 1944, a mass breakout at the prisoner of war camp in Cowra saw some 1,000-odd Japanese prisoners escape, with many quickly killed or recaptured, while others committed ritual suicide to save honour. But this is also the story of another camp in Cowra and what happens when a young Japanese officer finds himself at a Rambi station and given shelter. Now, this is really the story of two camps. We have the prisoner of war camp, and we have a Rambi station, which was where the Aboriginal community in Cowra lived, and basically lived in pretty appalling conditions. They were under rations. They were really not particular. Well, it was 1944, so really a different period in Australia's history.
Oh, yes.
And Anita Heiss is a Wiradjuri woman, and her mother was raised in Cowra. So this novel is, I guess, something of personal exploration for her, and it explores the depth of the racism and mistreatment of Indigenous Australians, juxtaposed with both the violence of war and the treatment of prisoners of war, also held in Cowra. And really powerfully evokes that through a lot of discussions with members of the community who talk about what they've heard of the prisoner of war camp. And now basically these guys are living a life of luxury compared to the rationed conditions at a Rambi station. Barbed Wire and Cherry Blossoms unashamedly wears many genre hats. This is historical fiction, both Australia at war and social history. There is a romance, and it's also there's a cultural polemic. I guess anyone who knows Anita Heiss knows that she's a fan of romance. She does write romance, and she writes it really well. Now, it's an incredibly difficult and brave maneuver on Anita's part. When we spoke for Final Draft about this book, Anita discussed how she wanted to blur genre lines, basically to attract as wide a readership as possible. But in offering a little bit of everything, you risk giving a diehard genre fan not enough of their chosen poison, and you maybe even, you know, drive them away if they're not hooked in. I think it works, though, because Anita has a really dab hand in her alternating between points of view to really give you different elements, and mixing description with dialogue to bring Cowra and its residents to life. Some of the most powerful scenes in Barbed Wire occur between Mary, who is the daughter of one of the elders of the community at a Rambi station, and Hiroshi, who is the officer that he manages to escape. And these moments are beautifully rendered as the two meet in an underground bunker where Hiroshi is hiding and slowly explore each other's culture. They expose the futility of racism when two people actually have the time to connect outside of all of the language warning BS of BS of the world and its pressures. So this is a tiny snapshot of what Barbed Wire and Cherry Blossoms offers, but I think it is a really powerful contemporary dialogue on a historical topic.
I love your description of author as mixologist. This sounds like a cocktail I could get behind.
Look, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm actually borrowing from Anita's own words. So if people want to get out there, it's up on 2SER.com right now. You can hear that conversation that Anita and I had about Barbed Wire and Cherry Blossoms. And as I say, this is extremely topical. This is not something that has particularly changed. We are learning every day more about the conditions on Nauru. We are learning every day more about the conditions that are happening in the Northern Territory and just in communities around Australia. It's not that we have moved on And the juxtaposition between middle-class Australia and the people that are suffering the most and being treated the worst still exists. We think we have distance, but it's potentially, if anything, getting worse.
It is absolutely getting worse, in my view. And I think what's intriguing to me from a historical point of view, and the idea that if we don't pay attention to history, we're doomed to repeat it. When I was a kid growing up, Cowra breakout was a famous moment of Australian history, and I can't remember the last time I thought of it until you just mentioned it then. I do not remember the last discussion I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. I was aware of it, but it's not a contemporary narrative. Anita Heiss is bringing it to a contemporary narrative. I believe we will learn more and more about the events of the Second World War as we progress through the years and we start to then come closer to the centenary. And what we have is the benefit of hindsight, but also the benefit of the length and breadth of the discussion. As I say, people are finding new ways to explore these topics, and they're wanting to look at the tales untold. What we are going to discover, what we are discovering about the First World War, what we will discover about the Second World War, are not just the good guys fighting the bad guys. These are going to be the human stories, and they are the most important because they are us. Not everyone is the hero who wins the day, but everyone lives through the events of their own history.
Absolutely. The hidden histories, the truly occult tales, that's what we need to be hearing so that we can relate to this on an individual level. Final Draft, when's it on?
Final Draft, every Saturday, 10 a.m., on your phone, at your convenience, on 2SER.com, whenever you want.
Andrew, we'll talk more books next week. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. See you, Nick.